time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
So, Kendall Anderson, what should intelligent investors think about last week's jobs report?
Well, you know, the headlines were pretty clear. There was only 20,000 new jobs created. At least that's what was reported. Of course, all of us in this business realize that that's just going to be revised sometime, and we'll get better numbers. But in that report, there were some other items that really were important, and one of them was wage growth. In fact, I got a separate letter from the Department of Labor bragging, I guess. He said at 3.4% year-over-year, wage gains hit the highest mark since April of 2009.
Ooh.
In fact, they've been flat to lower. But there was something even better in this report, and this has to do with the average working man or woman, the productive and non-supervisory jobs. The average weekly earnings for those individuals is $729 a week. That's $40,500 a year. And this is why it's important. That's the highest it's been in 40 years adjusted for inflation. Now, I go back when I started in this business was 40 years ago, 1979. And, you know, the fact is I could work with about 90% of the public then. That wage was enough for the people to feed their family, have a little extra to save. And, of course, we need money to do our job, which is absolutely important. But since that time, it went from $779 down to $649, and over the last 20 years, it's brought itself back up. This is the impact. If people can't save money, limits who we can work for, and now we're all the way up to the top 10% of wage earners. The median savings of all households and 90% of the population is $77,020. Save money. Now you have the ability with this wage growth, just save it, because in the future, you'll want it.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.